the embassy, American embassy.
Definitely, the Islamic Republic of Iran will not do anything against the territorial integrity and sovereignty of the brotherly nation of Well, I believe that these comments are only for justifying the military action that will definitely be a big menace for the initiators. ومؤمن بأن مثل هذه التصريحات تكون تبريرا لهذه التحركات التي تريد أن تبدأ بالحرب وتوجيه الضربة ضد سوريا. So the drums of war should not be beaten. Beating on the drums of war will culminate in a situation where the whole region will be entangled. Those who are short-sighted and they're beating the drums of war, they are starting a fire that will burn everyone. The Islamic Republic of Iran wants to put out the fire of war, not ignite it.
Mr. Minister, Mahmoud Fuad from Al Hurra Channel, that the future of the Iraqi-American relations if the Americans strike Syria. I think, of course, no doubt that the American-Iraqi relations would go ahead. As you know, there is a strategic accord between the two countries, and there are some committees among the between the two countries. But we hope that this does not crystallize and does not happen. But if that happened, of course, this would affect our relations in some way or another. But in this period of time, we are doing our best, and I think it's our responsibility to avoid the worst in this situation, what's going on in Syria and in the region. And of course, all the neighboring countries would be affected. Recently, we were in Geneva. There was a meeting for the neighboring countries of Syria there. And it has been announced that 2 million Syrians are in the neighboring countries. So if this military strike happened and the situation has worsened, I think the number of the refugees would increase, and this would affect the situation in those camps, the refugee camps. But the bilateral relations would continue, no doubt about that. Ahmed Zaidi from Al Masar Channel. The question is for you, Mr. Zibari. Is the Iraqi government ready if there was a war against and the Iraqi borders would be open? Do you think the Iraqi government is ready to deal with the influx of the region, or maybe the terrorists who would infiltrate the Iraqi soil? Yes, of course, the Iraqi government has taken some steps after the threats, the military threats, and it has taken some procedures, some security procedures, and for service as well, as you know, for the food, providing the food and the medicine and the tents and the security on the borders between Syria and Iraq, which is around 600 kilometers, as you know. For that reason, there is a concentration on asking that all the security who are responsible for the security that the operation is not easy and it needs a tremendous effort. But according to our abilities, we have started. Yes, I can assure you that we have started taking those steps, and all the regional countries have the same plans. Nadia Al-Ubaidi from the Syrian television. The Iraqi public opinion saying that the aggression against Syria is a prelude for another aggression against Iran. What is your comment?
Well, I feel that a war in the region means a war against the whole region. And all the region will be facing insecurity that way. And we'll try our best to stop this kind of hallucination that some are entangled with. They think they can solve the problems through wars. We're trying to avoid that. Well, basically, the fact that some might think that in the world today, through wars, you can solve problems, well, that means that evidently they live 100 years ago. Well, I really don't know how countries that are claimants of being cradles of legislature, they are claimants of international rights and the most basic of human rights, that is a lack of resorting to force. This is what they have forgotten. Well, I wonder how come no one realized the fact that the civilized world 65 years ago took away all the options off the table, so there are no options on the table to be able to resort to force anymore.
Let me say it in English so that there won't be any confusion. I do not know why those who say all options are on the table do not understand the fact that civilized countries 65 years ago took the options off the table when they rejected in the Charter of the United Nations resort to force as an illegal practice, a practice that creates an erga omnes obligation to avoid it. Why they call themselves civilized nations and continue to insist on all options being on the table. All options have been removed from the table long, long, long time ago.
We don't have time. We don't have the event from the Iranian television.
Well, my question for the foreign minister of Iraq, given the, what you just said, that the fire of war might engulf the whole regional country. So the Iraqi government, what measure has it thought of to prevent insecurity and extremism in this country?
I am going to answer in Arabic language. I said that I I understood the question, and of course, from an internal point of view, as you know, we are a neighbor for Syria, and of course we would be affected of the developments in Syria, and we have to take precautionary procedures inside our country, of course, and the security of the borders, for example, and the influx of the refugees and the services such as the food and the medicine. Of course, all these are and this is from one point. From the other point, we tried when we were in our meetings and international meetings and regional meetings, and when we were talking to those people, we tried to explain the Iraqi position as a neighbor for Syria and the repercussions of such a military attack against Syria and against our country and our people. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We have another appointment. Thank you very much for all of you.
Well, there you have the first press conference of Iran's new foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, along with Hossein Zebari, his counterpart, his first trip abroad, obviously, since taking office. A couple big highlights coming from this. First of all, if Syria was attacked, as asked by a reporter, what would be Iran's response? He said, we would like to prevent the war from happening. We know that the ones who start the war cannot end the war. There was another question asked on news that Iran would react by attacking American interests like the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. He said that's completely false and is propaganda. And when asked, is this an aggression against Iran? He says, I don't know why those who say all options are on the table keep saying that. It's been removed off the table a long time ago. Mohammad Javad Zarif said civilization took that option off the table through the United Nations. Why they insist that they are civilized, he has no idea. And in terms of Iraq, Foreign Minister Zebari said that Iraq will not be used as a corridor, as he said, for the war, possible war that may happen on Syria. In other words, a launching pad is not what Iraq would function as were a war to happen. More highlights coming up in news in about 5-6 minutes' time at 5:30 the hour. Do stay with us.